Lesson 12.2, page 120. Exercises 1A and 1B.
Has something ever brought back a vivid memory to you, but later you find out it never actually happened? Most people feel sure about the accuracy of their own memories of their own life. I know I do. But how trustworthy are our early memories, really? Listen to David's story.
In second grade, a new student, Nolan, arrived at my boarding school. We became friends, and he came home with me for winter break once because his family lived far away. I have a very clear memory of all this when I look back on it. Even today, the smell of burning wood reminds me of winter break spent sitting in front of the fire, especially the one with Nolan. 40 years later, I met Nolan again. He didn't recognize me at first, or remember much about that time. He had a vague memory of me, but he was positive that he had never stayed with my family. I was shocked.
Our long-term memory can play tricks on us. Psychiatrist Rochelle Rivas explains.
The more often you recall a specific memory, the more distorted it becomes. It's like making a copy of a copy of a copy. That's why this only happens with distant or childhood memories, not with short-term or recent ones.
Do you have a false memory? If so, send us an email and tell us about it.